John Brennan, quite a roller coaster of a game. 8 points ahead at half time, and you had to come back to win the game.
We had, you know, but at the same time, I've already said that the last game we played Tyrone in the league at Sally Park, we were 5 points up, and they were warned off of there tonight. We weren't cute enough, weird enough in the second half, and just a few simple things, you know, that we carried the ball out of defence, overcarried, should I say, there at the start of the second half. We got punished. As a good Tyrone team, I mean, you have players like Owen Mulligan and Cavan and all these fellas on there. If you make a mistake, they're going to punish you, as they did do, and we deserved to get punished. But thankfully, we pulled out of it, and you know, for our fellas up the pitch and then score our second goal at a crucial time, you know, was just, we got rewards for it, and the team effort. And I've said, the fellas got a rest this past week, we haven't trained, and it's our eighth match in 9 weeks, maybe a victim of our own success, but just proves they're not human, you know, the fellas are human, not superhuman, and they proved there tonight that we were doing it wrong, in that we're just hogging them that wee bit too much, and to get them recharged, and they come out there tonight, and well, we got the result.
The important thing, though, was after the heavy defeat to Laois in the league, was to get a response from the players.
Absolutely, but we were down to the bare bones there tonight. I mean, you might see there was fellas who appeared there on the line, nobody ever heard of them or saw them before, all on the 21 players, and they have a tough match coming up next Wednesday night, so we didn't want to use them. We had to throw on two of them. Because, you know, when you think of Mark Lynch and Michael Drum, who were wrongly sent on, they only lasted 2 or 3 minutes. That's the state that we're in at the moment. Our captain Barry McGoldrick's also out with an injury. Unfortunately, the other night we lost Brian McCallion and James Conway. So that's the way we are. Thankfully, these fellas are coming back from university duty, circus this weekend, and those are all McKenna Cup tied, and we can rebuild our squad. But it's not easy, but the fellas showed there tonight that they can play football, and if we play the football that we want them to play, well, they'll get results. We're not going to win every match. Last week was a blip because we're just a tired team.
And how important is it to get players like Enda Muldoon and Owen Bradley back into the setup again?
Well, Owen Bradley was come back from a suspension, but the point of it was Enda Muldoon has a very serious foot injury this past 2 seasons, and I had to have an injection, you had to get treatment before he came back out. He's been out training his last 3 weeks. He wasn't allowed to do anything really physical till the injection settled. That's his first match. He only came on there tonight because Conor Gilligan hurt his hamstring in the warm up, and we had to change things. So we ended up in there, and I think I was going to single out any player for his overall performance, it would have to be Enda for what he did there in the bottom of the midfield when James Conway got injured. And I think it's just his intelligence, his distribution of the ball. I think he kicked a massive point. I think he did. You know, Enda Muldoon, again, padded by these fellas are good footballers, and they can show it.